Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning into Slumber Party.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Having a couple technical difficulties right now, but trying to figure this out. Will try my best to get through this. My dear friend Rebecca is trying to help me here, but first off, just want to say we broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody. Sorry for the kind of abrupt interruption. I'm DJ Coco, and I am the host or co-host of Slumber Party every Tuesday, 6 to 7. My usual co-host, DJ Star, is not here as per the past couple weeks because she's off in Germany right now enjoying herself. So, but anyways, I have kind of a little special topic for this week again. I recently went to Vaisakhi, the Sikh festival, over the weekend, and I wanted to chat a little bit about that. But before I do that, I have a couple of songs that I really want to play today. I've been listening to a lot of electronic, listening to some Hindu music too, so I'm going to play that. But I'm going to see if this works. The board and me are having a couple problems today, so I'm gonna try my best and see what happens if I press this button. So okay, guess it works. This is Spiritual Psychosis by Nala. I'm gonna take two Nalas. Enjoy.
Oh! Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for this hour, 6 to 7 p.m. The last song you just heard was called Me, Me, Me by Cats and Dogs and Nala. And then the very first one you heard was Spiritual Psychosis, also by Nala. Kind of on a Nala kick lately. Just found her out recently and really love her music. She says herself that she does a combination of house plus a lot of Riot Girl influence, along with some analog soundscapes and new wave. So pretty interesting mix. Definitely going to listen to more of her music. But yeah, that is enough of the music for now. I was thinking I can talk a little bit about my weekend now. So last weekend, which was April 19th, it was on Saturday, I went to Vaisakhi with my dad in Surrey. So for those of you who don't know, Vaisakhi is the spring harvest festival that celebrates Sikhism and celebrates the birth of Sikhism in 1699. And it's kind of funny, my dad mentioned that it's named harvest because usually people are planting around this time for around the springtime to harvest food for later on. And it seems like in India, they're already harvesting food during this time. So much quicker than us. But anyways, this event, there have been two Vaisakhi events that are in the Lower Mainland. Might have heard the one in Vancouver that was the previous weekend on April 13th. I believe it was around 200,000 people, slightly smaller, but still a massive crowd of people there. But the one in Surrey last weekend was the largest, I believe, in Canada for Vaisakhi, and it drew 600,000 people. And so the crowds, it was primarily Indian people. I was one of the very few white presenting people. I did see a couple other white people or white presenting people and Southeast Asian people, but Vaisakhi is for everyone. And I felt welcomed enough that I could go see it. So I was very happy to go, regardless of not being Indian. And I saw a lot of traditional outfits there. There's some beautiful outfits, especially from the women. They were completely all decked out with jewelry and very vibrant dresses. And unfortunately, I don't have a very vibrant dress or anything like that, so I couldn't wear anything fancy, but I really wanted to. But I felt just really blessed over the weekend to experience such a different culture in Vancouver and to be living in such a multicultural city and to go to things like this. I was actually told by one of my bosses at work about this event. I have to admit the main motivator for going to Vaisakhi for myself is because I heard that there was free food. There's nothing else I love more in the world than free food and stuff that's free, especially if it's food. So, of course, I tried to rope some friends into it. They did not want to go. But my dad was totally willing to come with me. So we went together to Vaisakhi. And honestly, such a blast. I was a little nervous going into it because, of course, it's like any situation where you're going into something completely brand new where you may have the feeling of not being welcomed. And I didn't feel that at all. I felt that. I felt pretty safe there and I didn't feel like I was. I felt a little misplaced because I don't look Indian or follow Sikhism. But honestly, I didn't feel like there was any any aggression towards me at the event. So, but more about the event itself. So when I went there, it was around 11 a.m. or so. The event is all day, so you can go at any time. But I found that the earlier time was nicer. There was slightly less people, and the sun wasn't as harsh at midday. But there was so much food. I have never been given or eaten that amount of food in only a couple hours. But of course, everything was free. And they were all supplied by the local sick businesses in the area. So we'd be walking down and there's supposed to be a parade. My mom told me that there's supposed to be floats going by, but honestly, I don't think there was any room for any floats or parades to go by. It was mostly just people walking on the street, and they had these white tents on the side with the local businesses that would serve out all the food. And it was incredible because they would just have people at each white tent having a bunch of dishes set out, and each person would put the specific food onto the plate and then pass it on to the next person until it made a complete plate down the row and would pass it to the passenger by to collect. And there's no thank you. It is so quick. They basically throw the plate at you, and even though they throw it at you, it is such a good amount of food. And it was so good. I had actually 13 different dishes. I think I went a little overboard at the end because I wasn't even hungry about three dishes in, but I just kept going because it was free and it was so good. They were all vegetarian dishes because in Sikhism, the religion, they don't necessarily prohibit meat, but many followers still abide by vegetarian diets, which was kind of represented at Vaisakhi. But at the event, they didn't have big main dishes, but it was a lot of common Indian street food. So I ate a lot of pakoras. There were samosas. There's a lot of pani puri. I actually didn't get pani puri because the lineups are way too long, but I really wanted to. And then there was karak chai, chana masala, rice pudding, and oh my gosh, I am so in love with Indian food at this point, and I'm definitely going to tell my coworker or coworker / boss at work about all the food I made, and she's convincing me to make more Indian food in my life, and this was definitely the icing on the cake. Because there were some dishes that I knew the names of and were incredible, and there were some that I didn't know. So I'll tell you a couple of what I did see. So the pani puri, I really wanted to try. I actually did not, but if in case you don't know, pani puri is like these deep-fried hollow wheat flour kind of circular ball in a way, and it's filled with potatoes and chickpeas and onions and spices, and you pour in this spiced water and you eat it. So it's kind of a strange combination to have like a water with a fried hollow ball and potatoes. I didn't have it, but I assure you it is very delicious. And then there was other things I saw too that I didn't end up trying, but I know there's this one called jalebi, which is this like syrupy fried spiral that's made with the same wheat flour, but it's kind of served hot and it's very sugary. I saw that one as well. And this one I had to search up. It's called gulab jamun. I did try this one, but this one wasn't one of my favorites. I thought it was lychee, and I thought it was a fruit because it was this little brown ball, but it was like a donut, but really syrupy and sugary. So there was a lot of very sugary dishes for Indian desserts. Not necessarily, I don't think I like all of them, but the main food, like their street food, was incredible. Like the pakoras, which are deep fried vegetable onion fritters that they do with spices. So they do a lot of deep frying and they do a lot of spices in the street food. And there were some that are unidentifiable. There were this dish with, I don't know how to explain it. I think they were lentils, but they were really sweet and kind of vanilla-y. And they had these spiced chickpeas beside it. And it was so good. I could keep going on about the food, but this was definitely the the main memories that I remember from Vaizaki. But the day itself was very beautiful. The sun was shining and not even a cloud in the sky, maybe a couple, but overall it was very cheerful and organized well. Around the area in Surrey, they blocked off the streets. So there were also still some houses in the parade zones. So it was really sweet because people would put out chairs in the front lawns of their houses where anyone who was walking around could just sit down and eat their plate of food. And I thought that was so kind, and it had a lot of community spirit of it. But there were some things that I found a little questionable or made me want to research and look into it a little bit more. One of the only floats that I saw at Vaizaki was this float for, it was like a big truck with a bunch of jail cells with kind of these dummies that were locked up behind it. And it had missing or murdered posters all along it. And it was actually a call to action against the Indian government for the assassinated Sikh leaders in Surrey, which I've only heard a little bit of this story. And I kind of wanted to explain it a tiny bit more, because this was also one of the reasons why one of my friends did actually not want to come with me to Vaizaki. And there is some sort of political tension with Sikhism in general, but I'll kind of get into it a little more. So I'm very interested in religion. I am trying to get more into just learning about other religions like Buddhism or even just the branches of Christianity. So I looked into Sikhism a bit more just for my own learning as well. So just to tell you what I found is that Sikhism is an Indian religion and philosophy, first of all. So it follows the spiritual teachings of Guru Nanak. So he was the first guru. And then there were also 9 others that preceded him that they also follow the spiritual teachings of. And in Sikhism, they believe that it's monotheism, which means that there's only one God and he or she is all encompassing of all life. And so Sikhism originated in the Punjab region, and so most followers do live there. And the Punjab region is kind of this northern area between India and Pakistan, and it was divided after the end of British ruling in 1947. And even though Sikhism is very large, there's a large mass here in British Columbia, only 1.7% of the population in India are Sikhs. So the majority, I believe it's over 70%, are Hindu, and the rest follow Islam. So I found that very interesting because we have such a massive, I guess just a massive crowd of Sikhism followers here. So anyways, more things about Sikhism and the followers. So the beliefs of the followers is that they keep God in their heart and mind at all times. They say to live honestly and work hard. They want to treat everyone equally, to be generous to the less fortunate, and also serve others. So I thought that Vaizaki is one of their ways of serving others, which is very beautiful in my opinion. And so if you are someone who is wanting to join the Sikh community, they say to follow the 5 Ks to become a member of the band, which they call Khalsal. And so the 5 Ks, there's a couple of them, and they're kind of just appearance wise. So the first K is for Kara. So they always wear a steel bracelet, which represents their oneness with God. The second K is for Kesh, and this is kind of the uncut hair that they have. You can see that the men, they have their turbans, but they have really long beards and hair, because having uncut hair is representation of holiness and submission to God's will. And the third K is Kirpan. So this means for the steel sword for protection that they wear. So you may see like they have a small dagger, which is pretty common. I know that in
Scottish heritage for tartans. My dad, when he's a bagpiper, so my dad, he has a little dagger in the sock of his boot whenever he wears his bagpiper attire. And then the fourth K is kanga. So this is a comb in their hair that represents cleanliness. And then the fifth K is called kachira. So this is for practicality, to wear short cotton underwear. And so at Vaisakhi, I did notice a lot of long hair, a lot of long beards and turbans. And I saw a couple silver bracelets as well, which I didn't know the meaning of. But yeah, that's more of the beliefs of Sikhism, which is pretty interesting. You can look more into it, but that's, yeah, the brief overview. So back to the float itself. So there were these murdered Sikh leader posters and this massive float. And it caught my attention as well because they were blasting really loud music. And it is a little controversial in Canada. This is not a super recent event currently as of right now, but back in 2023 and in this 21st century, it has been a rising issue that some may not know of. I didn't really know of until recently, honestly, so I should definitely educate myself a little more. So this is me trying to do this. So you probably ask, what is this controversy with Sikhism?